on Delmar, their biggest racing day of the year, Pacific Classic Day. In the open, we're going to start in front of the fans. The one-mile dirt race is obstacle climbers in for 62, 9-1-6-2. Right in the middle of the pack, 4-5-6, ladies and gentlemen. Paladar for Richard Baltus in the fifth career start. This offspring of Street Cry just became a completely new runner in the maiden special weight victory, going a mile at Santa Anita, which is also two turns, won by a handful, and then first-time versus winners improved off of that maiden victory. At Churchill Downs, going two turns, a slight regression. Now gets back to Southern California, gets back to a mile distance. Flavian Pratt gets the mount for the first time. Paladar, my top pick in the Pacific Classic opener. For second, right next door, Barry going out for John Sadler. This horse had three starts this year. The two most recent ones, impressive scores at San Diego and Los Alamitos. Both of those at today's distance of a mile. And for third, Route 66. Going out after a poor performance at this level, going the mile, but previously very sharp in four consecutive efforts for JMS Stable. 4-5-6 in the Del Mar opener. In the second race, the classification, boy, I can't remember ever seeing on the East Coast. This is two-year-old fillies, maiden claimers. Get this, the tag is $150,000. Not $15,000, but $150,000. They're racing 5.5. 3-6-2 for May number 3 is Seahawk Lisa. Tough for a Rams fan to say, but Seahawk Lisa going out for Jerry Hollendorfer. An offspring of Heartspun out of the mare. Seahawk Girl makes the career debut. Sharp workouts for the debut. Seahawk Lisa, my top pick in this very pricey maiden claim for second. For second, number 6, paid informant Richard Baltus on the back end. Offspring of the brilliant Into Mischief has had very sharp workouts for the debut. And for third, number 2, Well Done Sally, who debuted for $80,000, was nearly 35-1, ran second. Now comes back to Kristen Mulhall for the second career start for $150,000. 3-6-2 in the second. On to the third, our first stakes race of the day will be on the Jimmy Durante Turf Course, 5 furlongs. This is the Green Flash Handicap. 5-2-3 for me and for all television fans of the 1960s. Eddie Haskell is my top pick. Had two strong efforts at Santa Anita when they turned their turf sprinting into 5 furlong races. And then at Del Mar, at 1-2, won the prep for this race. So Eddie Haskell, my top pick in the Green Flash. For a second, the brilliant Stormy Liberal for Peter Miller. Three starts this year, hasn't found the winner's circle, has won consecutive editions of the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, including in 2017 at 30-1 at Del Mar. For third, number 3, undrafted, going out for Wesley Ward. May have lost a step or two at 9 years of age. Victor Espinosa gets the mount. 5-2-3 in the Green Flash. On to the fourth race, we have State Bred going 6.5 furlongs. This is for 3-year-olds and up in for 20 or 9 minutes or one other than. 2-5-3. Oliver gets my top pick for Doug O'Neill. Recently been running in cowbred stakes races, but gets back to the entry level allowance. I think we'll enjoy the class release. Martin Garcia's been aboard most recently, including 3 races back, a starter allowance victory at 6.5 furlongs. That was in Arcadia at Santa Anita. For a second, number 5, Clem Levine, going out for the fourth career start. One on debut on the synthetic, has back-to-back second place finishes at this level, one at Santa Anita and most recently at Del Mar. For third, number 3, Mr. Brownstone. One on debut, turf sprinting, and then came back at Del Mar 2 races 2 months later and made the dirt debut. I think the effort was better than it appears. 2-5-3 in the fourth. On to the fifth race. We're on the Jimmy Durante course going a mile. This is for 3-year-olds and up. Bates special weight, 5, 7, and 12. Patty Gallagher stands out the 5. Ghost Street making the third career start. Marked improvement in the second one. We're getting to the turf for the first time. Getting 2 turns for the first time, Jasper Kostapper gets Jaden Van Dyke in the saddle, making one of my favorite moves in the game, which is the third career start, or a third start after the last Ghost Sheep, my top pick in the fifth. For second, number seven, this is Richard Balta's Succeed and Surpass. On debut in Ireland, was runner-up. That was in the middle of April. Came to the state with the United States debut at Del Mar. Was bet to 3-1, time every bobbled at the start. I think this horse will improve second time in the United States. For third, number 12, Mo Forza going out for Peter Miller. Has never been off the board in three career starts, all of them on turf. Most recently, last time, added blinkers for the Del Mar debut. So in the fifth, it's 5, 7, and 12. On to the sixth, 8 special weights, 2-year-olds going 6 furlongs. 9, 7, and 1 for me, and number 9 is Special Day, filling out for the Jerry Hollendorfer for the career debut. Hollendorfer nearly 20%. Very, very sharp 5 and 6 furlong workouts for the debut. For second, number 7, Braun. Baffert's runner was the beaten 6-5 favorite, losing by a length in the debut while finishing 4th on July 21st, right here at Del Mar. They take blinkers off for the second start. And for third, from the rail, number 1, King of Magician for Richard Mandela at double-digit odds, finished 2nd on debut at Del Mar, 9-7-1 in 6. Getting back to stakes action, for many years, the turf marathon highlight of the summer meet at Del Mar, the Del Mar Handicap, a grade 2 at 11 furlongs, 6-7-2 for me, number 6 is the Great Day. Chipping in from Chicago, second start in the United States for this Argentinian bred and raced offspring of Harlan's Holiday. Like the Bean Effort in the Arlington Handicap most recently, John Velasquez in town for the ride. Here's second, number 7. It's in the post. Jeff Mullins runner, a nice sharp effort a couple days ago in the Cougar, making the second start of the year. Then it is 0-4-11 fight time at Del Mar, though. For third, number 2, Richie AP, making the third start of the year. Hit the board most recently at better than 30-1 in the Eddie Reed. 6-7-2 in this year's edition of the Del Mar Handicap. On to the 8th, we have 3-year-old fillies going a mile in the Torrey Pine. Think Beholder won this race a couple of years ago on the comeback trail of her future Hall of Fame career. 3-7-5, Michael Citizen's our classic pick for Godolphin. Runner-up in the Mother Goose in the seasonal debut. Makes the 6th career start. Has won at Monmouth, has won at Presque Isle on the synthetic, and won at Gulfstream, wrapping up the juvenile season. The offspring of Bergantini makes the 2nd start of the year. And classic fit, my top pick in the Torrey Pine. 42nd, number 7, Fighting Mad for Bob Baffert. Ran in the Miss Preakness, hopefully tremendous performance on that afternoon. Followed up with a runner-up performance as the beaten favorite while prepping for the Torrey Pines. And for third, Colonial Creed, Richard Pompous runner makes the first start since going a mile and 16th in the summer out on May 26th. 3-7-5 in the Torrey Pines. 3-year-old fillies take center stage in the 9th race. The Grade 1, mile and 8, Del Mar Oaks. 11-1-4. Number 11 is Lady Prancelot going out for Richard Baltus. Ran in the series, the Springtime Series at Sanita for 3-year-old fillies. Won the Honeymoon Stakes, the most recent effort. Now returns to Del Mar, where it made its United States debut last Labor Day at 17-1. Was runner-up. I like Lady Prancelot to win the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks for second. The other side of the starting gate, from the rail, Chad Brown sends out the 1 with Johnny Dean. Won the Wonder again. Took the board in Belmont Oaks behind Concrete Rose and Just Wonderland for third. Number 4, Hard Legacy. Norm Cassidy's runner comes off the victory in the Regret for the first start since June 15th. Julian LaFerrue was aboard in the Regret. He has the California mount 11-1-4 for the Del Mar Oaks. And the premier race of the meet, the Grade 1, mile and a quarter, Pacific Classic. As you got paper, a very evenly Kevin Foster coming out of the home floor victory, makes the Del Mar debut, draws inside for Colangelo, and if he can improve just a little bit off of the Stephen Foster, yes, he's been an offspring of distorted humor on a clear, fast racetrack trying to get a mile and a quarter. Yes, it's going to take some work, but we like Swift to pull the upset in the Pacific Classic. For second, number one, Jorge Navarro's War Story. Won the Monmouth Cup most recently. Was fourth, I thought, in a good effort in the Breeders' Cup Classic 2 years ago. Now draws the inside, I think, will be heck to pay. For third, number three, Pavel, 3 for 17 lifetime. Did win the Grade 1 Foster in 2018, but by and large has just mostly picked up checks in his career, 2-1-3 in the Pacific Classic. And in the finale, we're going to have Philly DeMille on the turf, 5-6-3 in the 11th race. And number 5 is Ruby Trust going out for Adam Kitchingham, scored a nice, impressive victory most recently, but that was on dirt at LaSalle. Previous to that, sharp on the turf, but 0-3 lifetime at Del Mar. For second, number 6, born on Valentine's Day. Sharp effort, 2 races back. That was in the seasonal debut. Came back at Del Mar for the second start of the year. Now makes the third 2019 start. Draws a good post position, born on Valentine's Day. My second pick. And for third, Hector Palmo sends out number 3, Invincibella, making the second start of the year. We turn to the race at 55-1. I can consider that practice on July 27th. So in the finale,